Violence at a California airport. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. A man armed with a knife went on the attack at the San Francisco International Airport last night.
Officials tell us that three people were attacked there. It happened in the international terminal around 6 o'clock. Officials say three men were hurt with minor cuts and scrapes. All were released at the scene. The suspect has been taken into custody. That large knife being taken away from the scene to an evidence bag.
Alyssa Harrington with Fox 2 San Francisco. Police are trying to determine the man's motives. The wider problem, though, at U.S. airports this weekend, flight cancellations. The flight tracking service FlightAware says airlines have canceled nearly 2,000 flights since Friday, and that's causing big headaches for travelers like these women at New York's LaGuardia.
I cannot get anyone to speak to me. I can't get anyone to give me a refund, and customer service has an 8-hour hold time.
I want to go back home. They're booked today. I'm very upset.
Prices at the pump fell again, although they are inching down very slowly, about 1 cent a day. AAA says the average price in the U.S. is now $4.99 a gallon. President Biden hosted an economic forum on energy and climate yesterday, and he said that getting soaring fuel prices down is his top priority.
In the United States, I'm using every lever available to me to bring down prices for the American people. And our nations are working together to stabilize global energy markets, including coordinating the largest release from the global global oil reserves in history.
He is urging U.S. refineries to ramp up production. Republicans blame his administration's push for energy companies to be more eco-friendly for driving up fuel prices. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Decades after two murders, investigators use DNA to finally uncover the victims' identities.
The two victims identified in separate cold cases in Washington State. DNA identifying Blaine Haz Trix, who disappeared in 1977 at the age of 38, and Alice Lou Williams, who vanished in 1981. Her remains were found in a ravine in 2009 and just now ID'd. Police are hoping that now that the victims have been identified, people will come forward with information that will help them solve both murders. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
In Alabama, a third victim has died after being shot this week at a church in Vestavia Hills. Prosecutors charged a 70-year-old Birmingham man for the murders of those three seniors. One of the world's longest-running sporting events starts today, the Westminster Kennel Club Show. And this year, organizers plan to also honor some two-legged stars.
The Westminster Kennel Club Show is going to be wading into some emotional territory this week as they present their first ever Veterinarian of the Year Award. As part of that, they'll be giving a $10,000 donation to the charity Mighty Vet. Mighty Vet offers mentors, classes, and other support for veterinarians. Westminster's recognizing the stressful work done by vets who often face the heartbreaking work of euthanizing pets, as well as burnout, depression, and a high suicide rate within the profession. The Vet of the Year will be honored this Wednesday on the last day of the show. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Actor Tyler Sanders from the show 911 Lone Star has died at the age of 18. His death at his home in Los Angeles is being investigated. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.